Let us quickly go over the Mishnah and the Gemara we had learned last week. Let us see the Gemara. B'maya askinan, ileime b'tarnegoyles oimedes la'achile. If we're speaking about a tarnegoyles that's oimed la'achile, is my tamayu the Beis Hillel. So what is the reason of Beis Hillel? Uchle da afresu. So this beye, we mentioned from the Tosfos read, even though it was noilet, but since it was a chelik of the Tarnegoilis, and the Tarnegoilis is oimed la'achile, so this is an oichel which separated from another oichel, so was muchan to be eaten, so why, what is the svara of Beis Hillel loy seyochel? Ela betarnegoilis oimedis legadol beyim. I will say it's speaking about a tarnegoilis that's oimed legadol beyim. That tarnegoilis is not muchan to eat. And therefore, the beyim, which was then the tarnegoilis, was also not muchan to eat, b'shas it was in the tarnegoilis. And later, when it's noilad, it's wasn't muchan, wasn't oimed to be noilad. So it's also not muchan. Ela b'tarnegoilis oimedis legadol beyim. So now we understand very well the svar of Beis Hillel, of a maita mayu de Beis Shammai. So what is the reason of Beis Shammai muktzi? Umay kushe. So the Gemara asks, what's the problem? Dilme Beis Shammai less lo muktzi. There's a machlokes Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. In the svar of muktzi, how much muchan does it have to be in order to be ois muktzi? Rabbi Yehuda holds it has to be oimed to be used. It has to be yichtai, or it has to be oimed to be used in order to be called min amuch. No, that's Rabbi Yehuda. So versteht sich that bei oimedes atanegel oimedes legadol beim is muktzah according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to Rabbi Shimon, Rab Shimon holds le maktzi inish midaite midi dechozile. Anything that is possible to be used, there is no haktzor. So everything that's roy is called min hamucham. So memela, maybe there's a machlokes Rab Yehuda and Rab Shimon. Is dulme Beis Shammai less lo muktze? So maybe Beis Shammai holds like Rab Shimon. So memela abeya emedes atanagelus emedes legadol beim is also min amucham. So memela, so the bey is also muta. Kasalke daitan afilu ban the shori bemukze neiladosa. So the Gemara answers no. The Makshin held that even though that Rab Shimon is mater, even though Rab Shimon is mater. Mukte, that is mukte. That means something that is ba'en. So, and there is a possibility it can be used in yomtev. So it's like aser daite mine. But something that's bchalal wasn't ba'olam. Abu noilad lehav a yod, he didn't have a date eleva. Bchalal wasn't aware that he's going to have a yomtev. So memela, so that is pshat the Gemara's kasha. May tamayu de Beis Shammai. If we're speaking about a tanegoilis oimedes legadol beim, so then the beye is zicha noilad, and by noilad we don't find anyone should hold, even Rab Shimon who's mater be mukze, but be noilad he asks. So we're back to the kasha, maita mayu de Beis Shammai. So what is pshat in Beis Shammai? Why did Beis Shammai say that the beye is roi l'shetayochil? Before we go further, let us see two taisvesim. Dilme Beis Shammai les lehumukt. The Gemara asked, what is the problem? Maita mayu de Beis Shammai. Maybe Beis Shammai doesn't hold of muktze. Taimo, so Taisus es b'masnisin komar behedye de Beis Shammai islohu muktze. That means, what are you telling me? That Beis Shammai does not hold a muktzi. He holds you don't have to be making it. Everything, the le maktinish midai temidi dechozi, that's not Beis Shammai. Tiktoni lo yitoil elim kein nene mi ba'oidyoim. There it's speaking about a shayvach, that a pigeon coop. So he's not permitted to take pigeons from the coop in Yontif unless he was miyached them erev Yontif. He took them out, he was menaneya them, and that showed his intentions to use them for Yontif. But like this, if he was not miyached them erev Yontif, so he's not permitted to take them Yontif. So you see that Beis Shammai holds you need a yichud beferish, or Beis Shammai holds like a Yehuda. So how can the Gemara all of a sudden say, what's the problem, Aitamai, the Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai doesn't hold muktzeh. He sure does hold muktzeh. The Yeshleima, so Tesis answers, the muktzeh the Balei Chayim chomel tvei umuktzeh b'yoysa. So Tesis says, no, that what Beis Shammai says over there, that you have to do a pu'ula erev yontif, that's a muktza balei chayim, that's chomer tvei, umuktza b'yoysa, v'hosam hu de'islei muktza, there he holds muktza, k'dechazin en rab shimin, the apple gav de leslei muktza, islei gabi gregris utzmukim diskatzoi tvei. So Taisvis answers as follows, before we'll get into the Pshat in Taisvis, about Taisvis is saying as follows, that Be'emison, everyone holds, there's an inyan of mukze. That means something that was taken not mukhan to be eaten on Yontif, is not permitted to be eaten on Yontif. The Shaila is, what falls into the category of mukhan? That's a machlokes Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. Rab Yehuda holds you need a beferish das in order to make it minamuchan. Rab Shimon holds a little less than that. Stoma we say leimax inish midai te midi dechozile. Everything that's chozile also falls into the category of muchan. But be'etzem there are certain things which were not aimed to be used beferish. So those things taka are mukta according to everyone. So Taisvah says, so Beis Shammai is speaking over there about the mukta of Balei Chayim, the Chomer Tvei. And we see Rab Shimon also holds. Rab Shimon is the one that holds that there's no din mukta of a Gregris Utsmukim. That means Gregris Utsmukim, which were put away, let's say the grapes were put away to make raisins out of them. And in order for this transition to exist, there's a time when the tzmukim are unedible. They're mos. So if a person is miyachad his anovim for tzmukim, so we say utzdachya biyadayim. He had no intentions whatsoever to use these anovim, since he knew that it would have to go through this transition of becoming nifsal meyachila. So Memele, so it's no kasha. He said, there we're speaking about Balei Chayim. No, the kasha, there's a shekelecha kasha. So our mission is also speaking about Balei Chayim. We're speaking about a Tanegoilis. And if we say for some reason that the haktzah of Balei Chayim is a fellow Beis Shammai holds of this haktzah, so Memele, so we're back where we started from. How could you say that Beis Shammai doesn't hold of muktzeh, but the muktzeh of Balei Chayim he does hold of? So this kasha the Marsha asks, and the Marsha says, Taisvis does not mean all Balei Chayim are muktzeh. Taisvis means over there, the Balei Chayim of Yoinim, there was a different problem. They were speaking about Yoinim over there, speaking about a brecha rishayna, that if these yoinim will be taken away, it might be machriv the whole shayvach. That means these yoinim, which you're speaking about, that we're telling him to make a maisa erev yontif, are yoinim which are very important to remain in the Shevach and not to be geschachten. Because by taking them away, the whole Shevach might become Necha, because then the other Yainim might fly away. These were important Yainim. So those Yainim Taker are Mukze, and they're not aiming to be geschachten on Yontif. Because it could bring about the Chulben of the Shevach. Masha enke natal negoilis, which is nisgadl bebeisoy, there's nothing, there's no such muktza over there. Taisis only means davke bayeini shoivach, which could bring about a chuban of the shoivach. So here's, stamazoy, it wasn't, oimid to be eaten, was oimid legadl beim. But if you hold, like Rab Shimon, some emele, but everything falls into the category of muchan, since there was leimakzi inish midate midi de chazile. Since it's chazile, so this is also considered min hamuchan. So that's good. So it could be. So the Gemara is asking a good kasha. So what's the problem? Maybe Beishamai does not hold of the of Muktzi, holds like Rav Shimon. So therefore the Bey is Teyochel. Beisilul holds like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara answers, Kasal Kedaiten Dafilu Man Deshori Muktzi Benoilad Osa. So the Gemara answered that, no, but here there's a different problem. Afilu Muktzi is mutter, that means it's called minamuchan, but noilad is also. And again, we had Rashi svore, lehavi yoda, he didn't know about it. The nehevi daite yelave. He didn't know that this would come in yontev, so we can't say this is minamuchan. Soktaisvis, deloy makzi inish, mai dechozile. That what a person is aware of, and he knows of, so it's considered minamuchan. He's also thinking he might use it in Yontif. Avo b'noilad lehavi yoda meyesmel. But something that was noilad in Yontif, he was unaware, erev Yontif, that it would be born, that it would come into this world. So memele, so there Rab Shimon also holds that it's mukt and one can't use it. That's not minamucha. V'teime, the Rabbi Shimon, the Shori b'Muktze, Shori b'Noilot. So Taisa says, what kind of havamin is this? That the one who is makel by Muktze is machmer by Noilot. Rabbi Shimon is the one who is makel by Muktze and is makel by Noilot also. Kedamrinim b'Shabbos, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, ein masikin b'shivrei kelim. One is not permitted in Yontif to use shivrei kelim for firewood. Rab Shimon matir afal gav bahavi noilad, even though this is noilad. Now let us explain for 1 minute what the Gemara is telling us in Shabbos. They're speaking about, for example, a person had furniture. He had a chair. Now, betchilas knisus hayoyim, you'll ask this person, what is this chair oimed for? What do you mean it's oimed? It's oimed to sit on. It's furniture. So memele, that's what it's aiming for. In the middle of Yom Tov, the chair broke. It's unfixable. So now it's not aiming anymore to sit on. Now, what, if the only usage it has, it's, you can use it for firewood, you can use it for fuel. So we consider this noilad. That means before Yom Tov, he didn't have firewood. He had furniture, not firewood. Through the breaking of the chair, it became, now he possesses now in Yom Tov firewood, which he did not possess the beginning of Yom Tov. So that is called Noilat. That means now he just got fuel. If he was worrying before how he's going where he's going to get fuel to use for his furnace, for his oven, he just found out now that he has fuel. The Tanyarei of Yasa, he got fuel now. Now he's a problem, needs a chair, but fuel he got now. But this is Noilad. He was unaware of this before Yontif. But Afal P came, Rab Shimon says, you're allowed to use it. Masikin b'shivrei kelim. You're allowed to
use Yeshivre Kalim as fuel, even though it's Neilat. He was unaware of it before Yontif. V'yesh Loima, the Loidomi, the High Neilat, the Hochi, have a Neilat Tfei. Shemitchila Loi Hoya Ba'olam, Aval Hosam Akli Hoya Ba'olam, Rak Shenishba. So Taisus answers as follows. In Neilad is also different Madregis. There's a Neilad that one was aware of, and the Magen Avraham says, and could expect. The Magen Avraham says, a chair also doesn't last forever. And Taisus and the Amud Bey says as follows, see if it broke in Yontem, so Mestam it wasn't such a strong chair anymore. So Mimele, this usage of fuel to use the wood of the chair for fuel was also, it was nishadish in Yontif, but there was an awareness that this could occur. So it was also daite yalave. The wood was here. And I understood there's a possibility this chair might have seen better days already and it might break. So memela, so tak it's a neilad, it's a new shimush, which was non-existent at the beginning of Yontif, but it was a shimush that one could be aware of. And we could say on that, daite yilava, so he also took this into consideration. So that's also called minamucham. But something shemitchila loyhoya boilam, the beya bechalal wasn't boilam. And now the Bey came, as we mentioned from the Taisvus Rid, when the Tanagalus is Matal Beyim, no one knows when it's going to be. So now there was no expectations that in Yontav the Beyim would come out. So there's such a Nailad, that's not Minamuchan, that's what the Gemara held. That Afilu, Rab Shimon, who was Mekel Bimukze, but such a Nailad of Loihoya Ba'ilam, Afilu Rab Shimon will be made. Bechein mashmen nami be'eirivin, that it is that way, that anoylet shaloi hoya ba'olam is takimukze. The Gemara says, maye be'ive mivlebli, that the water which is in the clouds is bleed, that means it wasn't ba'olam, upoyach koshkein to have anoylet ba'osu, so the Gemara says it should be takinoylet, and it should takibiyosu. Oh, my porich vidil mahuke Rab Shimon, the Rab Shimon matter be'noylet, Elavadi any time make the frishes the given the blee lo yoyo cloud boil ma fil rab shimin moide da hay noyla dosa. So we see there is a dalga of noyla that a fil rab shimin holds it's also also. And it could be lefiyemis that the Gemara is going to say that by Shammai is moide man isle mukze isle noyla could be that noyla is still a better noyla than maya beive. This is also could be, it's oimid, there's a percentage that it might be matal bayim today, but some emailer, there's also a das that he's taking into consideration that a bayim might be noila today, so it's also considered minamuchem. Maya be'ivi could be even worse than this. Let us get back to the Gemara. So the Makshin had asked, Mai Tamayu de Beis Shammai, we just learned, because the Kasha was, because he held Afilu, Rab Shimon, who was Mekel, by Mukze, is Machma, by Neulet, Akoponim, such a Neulet. Omar Rav Nachman, so now Rav Nachman says, Pshat, Namishna, Lo'oilom, Betam, the Goyles, Oymedes, Legadl, Beit. It's speaking about a Tan, the Goyles, it's Oymed, Legadl, Beit. Ude islay mukta islay noilet. Ude lasley mukta lasley noilet. The one who is machma by mukta, Rabbi Yehuda, he's machma by the gibbis by noilet. Ude lasley mukta, the one who is not machma by mukta, he holds le matzinish midaiti midi de chosile. So memela, so everything is considered minamuchon, so afilu an noilet of abe is also falls into this category le matzinish and he's aware there's a possibility that it might come into this world. So memela, that's also considered min hamucha. So therefore, Rav Nachman said, Beishamai ke Rav Shimon, and he doesn't hold of Muktzin, he doesn't hold of Noilet, u Beisilul ke Rav Yehuda. So now we have an Akimte from Rav Nachman Pshat in our Mishneh, that Beishamai holds like Rav Shimon, less like Muktzin, less like Noilet, so everything is called Min HaMuchan, and Beisilul Aymarim, Loisa Yochel, they hold like Rav Yehuda, Islay Muktzav, Islay Noilat, and therefore Lay Sayoch. Now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha, Astira in Rav Nachman. That means Pshat in the Mishneh that I can accept. But Rav Nachman should say this Pshat, I'll have Astira in Rav Nachman. In the Omar Rav Nachman Hochi, did Rav Nachman say, that Beis Hillel holds of Muktzeh, that's his pshat, Beis Hillel holds of Muktzeh, Beis Shammai doesn't hold of Muktzeh, Noilad and Muktzeh are the same. Mi Omar Rav Nachman Hochi, Vosnan, we learned a Mishnah in Shabbos, Beis Shammai Oimrim Magdiyim Me'al HaShulchan Atzomeis Uklipe. Beis Shammai says that a person is eating his Shabbos Sudeh, after he finishes the Shabbos Sudeh, so we have a table that's full of shells, of bones. So Beis Shammai says, you pick it up from the table, b'kvoid chavatmi, you pick up the bones and the shells, and you throw it away. No, you don't pick up the muktzah b'yodayim. You go and take the tablet. The tablet, l'cheira, was a tray that was on top of the table, and he was eating on this tray. And he's menayret. He's not metaltal the muktzah b'yodayim. So, this Mishnah is very good. It stims, gewaldig what Rav Nachman had said. Again, we see Beis Shammai is makel by muktzah. He's allowed to pick it up b'yodayim. And Beis Hillel is a psmachma, you're only allowed to be menayret from the tablet, not allowed to pick up the muktzah. So that'll be terrific. But on this Mishneh, Ba'omar Rav Nachman said on this Mishneh, Onu ein lonu ele Beis Shammai ke Rabbi Yehuda u Beis Hillel ke Rav Shimon. On this Mishneh, Rav Nachman said, you know it's a mistake in the Mishneh. The machmer is Beis Shammai, and the Makel is Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel is the one that says that you're allowed to be Magbiya the Atzomais, and Beis Shammai is the one that says you're only permitted to be Menayer the Atzomais from the Tavla. So now Rav Nachman l'shitosoi, Rav Nachman said, Pumfakel, that the Beis Hillel doesn't hold of Muktzeh, and Beis Shammai does hold of Muktzeh. So now, how can Rav Nachman l'shitosoi say pshat in our Mishneh that punkvakel Beis Shammai doesn't hold of muktzeh, Beis Hillel does hold of muktzeh? Let us see Rashi. In mi omar Rav Nachman hochi the Beis Hillel ke Rav Yehuda. Did Rav Nachman say that Beis Hillel holds like Rav Yehuda? He said Beis Hillel holds like Rav Shimon. Now, this Rashi is an interesting Rashi. I mean, L'chel is a double kasha. He said Beis Shammai holds, and our Mishnah said Beis Shammai holds like Rav Shimon, and there he said Beis Shammai holds like Rav Yehuda. Why did Rashi only pick on the Beis Hillel ke Rav Yehuda? So the Masha explains that Be'emison, L'chel, the kasha is not too gefelig. Why? Our Mishnah is speaking about Yontif. Yontif is killed. That Mishnah is speaking about Shabbos. Shabbos is more chomer. So, Mamela, you'll ask me, Akasha Astira in Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai was machmir by Shabbos in Mekel by Yontif. No, that's not Akasha. Shabbos is chomer. He was machmir. Yontif is kill. He was Mekel. So, in Beis Shammai, we don't have any problems. Afilu after Rav Nachman said Ishtik Torim. The problem is in Beis Hillel, because it's the other way around. Beis Hillel was Mekel by Shabbos, and he's Machma by Yontif. That doesn't make sense already, because Vakeltiv is Mekel by Shabbos, Kolsh came by Yontif. So that's the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha of Nachman is, if you said that Beis Hillel was Mekel by Shabbos, Kolsh came Yontif, how can you say here that Beis Hillel holds
How can you say here that the Beis Hillel holds of Muktzeh also Rabbi Yehuda? And me Omar Rav Nachman hochi de Beis Hillel ke Rabbi Yehuda. Magbihin b'Shabbos mi'al ha'shulchan, one is permitted to lift up from the shulchan, atzomois she'einan ru'uyin la'achile, bones which are not edible, uklipe agoizim, v'loi chayishine le'mukze, we're not chayish for mukze. U'beisilu lo'imrim, ein metalpul mo'isam v'yodayim, not permitted to lift them up, she'mukzeim. Elamisalik a tabla sheeshteres keli oleo, the tabla is a keli, umenaro, and you'll shake it up. That'll be a tiltum in atzat. The letzerich dover hamutar, he's being menair the tabla because he wants the tabla should be pony, it should be empty, it shouldn't be full of the muktzeh. For Omar Rav Nachman, onu ein lonu b'shitas mishneh zu, I disagree with the way this Mishnah was written. Lefishem uchlefesh itosa. The Mishnah was written punk fakel. Elakach shemati mirabbi seinu. The Beishamai ke Rabbi Yehuda. Umachmeri. The Beishamai the Machmirim. Ubeisilu ke Rabbi Shimon. Before we go further, let us see Tosfos. Magbiyin me'al ha'shulchan atzomei suklipin. Perish akuntres, af olgav de ein ru'uyin loy lemachol odom v'loy lemachol behemet. Here Rashi doesn't say it clearly, but Rashi in Shabbos does say it clearly, that they were speaking about echte mukze, it's not edible, period. Ba'af al pikein, it is permissible, like the Tanakame. If you ask, this is Beis Hillel, who holds like Rav Shimon. V'loi nehire, do ike b'seifo, v'sar shel apoinim, v'sar shel adashim, is also permissible to take off. This is speaking about the shalbitim, the shells of lentils, and that type of beans. And there it says, it's permissible, minei shehen ru'uyin lemachol behem. It's permissible to take off because the ruyin lemachol behemet, so they're not mukze, the oimet to be given to behemets. Now, the Tanakame holds like Rav Shimon. Whoever the Tanakame is, Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, holds like Rav Shimon. And that's what it says in the Gemara. Rav Nachman said, that Beis Shammai ke Rav Yehuda, Beis Hillel ke Rav Shimon, but al kaponim the Tanakame is like Rav Shimon. Now, the Gemara says in the Sefer that the Sefer that says that one is permitted to take off the shells of lentils, that's going according to Rav Shimon, and the Mishnah says the reason why it's permissible, because it's Roi L'machol Behemet. So we see klar that the whole heta of the Reisha, which is also going according to Rav Shimon, it also can only be because it's Roi L'machol Behemet, because that's what it says in the Sefer. Samir di Kekasha and Rashi. Bechlal, I mean, who was ever matter to be metaltal, something which is echt mukze? This is mamish echt mukze. It's not roile machel odom, roile machel behemet. Before we see Taisvis Teretz, I'd like to say over a Teretz from the Megine Shloime. The Megine Shloime in Masechet Shabbos says, he says there's a very big diuk in the Lashon HaMishneh. The Mishneh says, Magbiyin me'al ha'shulchan atzomeis uklipin. Why did the Mishneh have to say me'al ha'shulchan? If we're going to learn Poshib Shat, that does learn Poshib Shat, that we're speaking about atzomeis, which according to Rav Shimon are not mukze, according to Rav Yehuda they are mukze. So, what's the difference where these atzomis are? If they're on the floor, they're wherever they are. Magbiyin atzomis aklipin. Gelaat mir mit Talpa, Thomas a Klippin. Meide se menschen mi al ha Schulchan. A meure de Kedik, dat de Meginne Schleume her. So de Meginne Schleume says, he says, the Tzich was speaking about a Thomas and Klippin, which a Mukze, echt Mukze. No, why is it permitted to be Magbiya? Because it's a Graf Shalrei. Because it's on the Schulchan. He can't continue eating. The Schulchan is full of atomes, of klipit. He can't, it bothers him very much. He can't continue eating. He can't. So it's a Graf Shalrei. A Graf Shalrei, the halacha is one that's permitted to take out, even though it's muktzeh. If it bothers him. No, it's a Graf Shalrei. So what's the machloikis? So then it's, so it's mutter. So what's the machloikis? Beisilu, beishama. So he says the machloikis is, how could they permit it to take out a Graf Shalrei? You know what a Graf Shalrei is? A Graf Shalrei is a keli that has rei in it, that has toy in it. You're allowed to take out the keli. But who was matter to take out the muktzah alone? Graf Shalrei is also, it's a heter of tiltal muktzah, but it's only matter of him a taltal a yedei the keli. Here the Tanis says, magbiyin me'ala shulchan atzomis uklipit. You're permitted to take the yodayim, the atzomis uklipit. That's a big kula. You know who would say such a kula? A person who's a meikul, nilchus mukse. So he would say, nilchus mukse I'm meikul, so be graf shereim, I'm also a meikul. You're allowed to take it be yodayim. So memele, so, and the second time, whoever he is, Beishamei Beisilo, he holds no. Taket Graf Shalrei, I agree you have to get rid of it, but not permitted to pick it up or you die. Zok, the Meginei Shloimes, Eibazoi, is for Emfer Teisvis Kasha. Teisvis asked from the Sefer, it says, you're permitted Sar Shalapunim Visar Shaladashim. So he says one of the two terutzim. He says, either there doesn't mention me al HaShulchan, it doesn't say me al HaShulchan. So it's not me al HaShulchan, so this is a new story in Gansen. This is a heter tiltum allowed to be metal to shabitim, period. Why? Oh, don't have a zognash dikteire. So you have to say, since it's roi lebeheime, so memele, it's called, it's not mukta. Here you have to say a shtikteire. In the Sefer, the Mishnah said a shtikteire. In the Reisha don't say teire, because it said me ala shulchan, so there's a different heter in Gans. That's one teretz he wants to say. Or he said, could be, sar shaladashim shalapoinim doesn't make it a graf shorei, it's not most. So memele, so you wouldn't have the heter of graf shorei. So there, you have to come out to a besundere heter. Of since it's roi lemachal beimer, so it's not mukta according to Rav Shim. Al koponim, that is how the beginner Shloimer wants to emphasize. But Taisvis does not like this teretz, so we're back to the kasha. Taisvis says the only heter to be metaltal the that tzomis and klipin is only if it's roi lemachal beimer. Kach nireli shehem ruyim lemachal beimet. Speaking about that, it's roi lemachal beimet. Kigoin, atzomis rakim. It's speaking about soft bones. Uklipei tapuchim, the peels of apples. Is memele. So what is pshat? So pshat is as follows. That means, in the beginning of Shabbos, it had a din of a machal odom. Kozman, the bones were attached to the meat. Kozman, the peels were attached to the fruit. He's not going to give this to Behema. It's Oymed Lachilas Odom. Then, in the middle of Shabbos, now it became Oysroi Lamachal Odom. Now there's no more meat attached to it. Now it's Oymed Lamachal Beimet. Now it became Oymed Lamachal Beimet. In the beginning of Shabbos, he wouldn't give a feral chicken to his dog. I mean, this is Shabbos Suda. But after he ate off the chicken, and now the bones are left over, now it's Oymed to be given to a dog. Now it's a Machal Beimet. Now does that make it Muchon? But Chilas Knesses Hayayim, it wasn't Oymed. So that is the machloikis, Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda. According to Rab Shimon,
So before Shabbos, there was a hachane that fakel, the chicken I'll eat, and the bones later on will be separated, so they'll be used for the behemoths. There'll be some emele, there wasn't a haktzah on the bones because it was ilayisich daite from them because they'll give it to the behemoths. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Bein HaShemoshes wasn't aimed for behemoths, so it wasn't, that wasn't, later it became aimed le behemoth. So that's called, so it wasn't muchen mi ba'id yoim. So that's what Taisva says. So Taisva says that, speaking about Shem Ruyim l'macho b'im k'en etzom esrach m'klip y'tapuchim b'esil l'sovri, aber k'even the loichazi l'macho l'odom loy, because in the beginning of Shabbos it was oimet for macho l'odom. And that's what it was mochen for. So now, since it's not oimet anymore for macho l'odom, so it wasn't mochen for this betchilas k'nisus hayoim, so memeil it's mukze. Ubeisilul Aimrim Mesalik Esatavlo Umenaro. Ubeisilul says that you're not permitted to lift up that summis in the klippen, but you lift up the tavla and you menair it. V'teima, so Taisus asks, V'loihi bosis ledova ha'osa. That the tavla became a bosses. The halacha is that a bosses to a dvar mukze gets the halacha of the dvar mukze. So if you're not permitted to pick up the mukze, you're not permitted to pick up the tavla has the mukze. You're not allowed to move, just like not allowed to move the mukze. You're not allowed to move the tavla also. V'lohi bosses l'dobo also. D'holoi shochach. If it would be speaking about a person forgot something. He left a dollar bill on a plate. He forgot it. He didn't want it to be on the plate. And now he wants to use the plate for Shabbos. There's a problem. There's a dollar bill there. So he forgot it. He didn't want it to be there. So the plate does not become a bosses to the dollar bill. So therefore he's permitted to be menaya the dollar bill off the plate. The plate didn't become mukze. So memela so near is permissible. But over here, he put down bikavone these atzomis, these muktzadike atzomis in klipin, he put them down on the tablet. So the tablet gets automatically the din of the muktze. V'yeshloima de leperish rabbeinu tam niche, the pirish b'meseche shabbos lehavi bosses ledova ha'osol kshedatoi leinicham shom Kol Hayoy. That the holding of a bosses is that if the kavone is that the whole Shabbos he wants that there should be that the mukze should be on it, so then it becomes a nitval to the mukze and it gets the dinim of the mukze. But if he didn't want it for the whole yoim, it should be there. So memela, so even though he put it on intentionally, but it doesn't get a din of a bosses. So it doesn't get a din of a bosses, so therefore you're permitted to be menayret. That's a shitas rabbeinu tam. It's not a davar muskim, but it's a shitas rabbeinu tam. Yeah. Just like to mention, there's a moiridike kashe on this rabbeinu tam that the Rashba asks. Rashba asks, we had before in Rashi, the machlokes by Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, Meiser Shemen Shebener. What is Meiser Shemen Shebener? That means a person was madlik, a ner. A ner is a receptacle that has oil in it and a wick in it and a shalhevis and a flame. Person was madlik, the psile, the wick, Erev Shabbos. So, and then it was burning in Shabbos, and after it burnt out, there's some shemen left over. So the shayla is he permitted to use the shemen? Is machlokes Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda? Rab Shimon says that Adam Mitzape, he must have Neroi. He took this into consideration. It's a possibility the flame might go out and there'll be Shemin left. That was also in Hamuchan. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it's Mukze. Bein HaShemoshes it was Mukze. So therefore it's Mukze the whole Shabbos. Now the Gemara says, why was the Shemin Mukze Bein HaShemoshes? So the Gemara says, because the Shemin and the psila was a bosis to the shalheves. So it's a bosis to the shalheves. The shalheves, the flame is mukte. And the psila and the shemen are supporting the flame. So it was a bosis. So when the flame was burning, it was a bosis. So memela, so it's also the whole Shabbos. Frek the Rashbe, since this person didn't have any intentions that it's going to burn the whole Shabbos. Okay, it wasn't enough shemen b'chal to burn the whole Shabbos. When the Shabbos will be burning, it'll be burning. When it'll become extinguished, it'll be... So there was no intentions that it should be a bosis the whole Shabbos. So why does it become a bosis taker? So why afterwards, when the Shalhevis extinguishes, so why can't you use the shemen? The whole mukts of the shemen was only al tabosis to the shalheves, and it wasn't oimed to be a bosis the whole Shabbos. This is the Rashba's kasha and the Rabbeinu Tam. But this is a famous sheet of the Rabbeinu Tam, that something that was not oimed to be a bosis the whole Shabbos doesn't become a bosis. That means, for example, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, They used to come and take off the leichter after burnt out from the table. So the shayla is the tablecloth mukse, the table mukse, buses. So for kert, it was never oimit to hold the leichter the whole Shabbos, so it never became a buses. This is one teretz. A second teretz, inami kivin da havu sham oichlem, avalei buses ledova ha'osa ledova mutter b'shori kedemuchach perik noitel. The second teretz is that when he put down the klipis and the tzomis, there was food also on the tabla. So he never wanted them to make it a bosis for a mukta. There was food also. So when he put it down bekavone, it was a bosis ledova hamutra ledova osa. It never became a bosis. Now afterwards, he ate up all the food. That's true. Now the mukta is still on it. But he didn't put it on it now. That means I did not make it now a bosis. If I would have put it on it now, so then be considered I want it now to be a bosis for Dva Mukta. When I put it on, there was heter on the tablet. So memele, so then I never made it for a bosis Ledva Mukta. Later, the heter became used up, so that's equivalent to shochach. So now there's mukta on it without a new hanochet. So it doesn't become a bosis. Va'oi de'ein ze meiniach bekavone, do'ein e'choishesh heichon yiplo. Now the third teretz is very schwer. What does Taisus mean? It's not meiniach bekavone, ne'choishesh heichon yiplo. He put it down on the tablo d'choire. The Rosh Yosef wants to say that perhaps the third teretz learned the tablo was not on top of the table. The tabla was on the bottom of the table. It's a type of a rug or a certain type of receptacle on the bottom of the table and used to catch the remnants of the sudeh. And it seems it was not muchach that it should fall directly on the tabla, fall on the floor. Technisch gewen gefelle. So memele, so it was not put down bekavone. The mukta was not put down, that bedavke it should be on this tabla, which is underneath the table. Al Koponim, let us get back to the Gemara. So we have a kasha on Rav Nachman. How could Rav Nachman say that Beis Hillel holds like Rav Yehuda in our Mishneh, Beis Shammai holds, and he's Machmer, and Beis Shammai is Mekel, Rav Nachman himself said that Beis Hillel by Shabbos holds like Rav Shimon, and Beis Shammai holds like Rav Yehuda. Amar lecha Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said, Gabi Shabbos,
Now, but the behemoth died in Shabbos, now became roi for dog food, but it wasn't oimed to be dog food before Shabbos. Now, this Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, that Rab Shimon holds that that's also called mina mulchon. The leimakzi inish midaite midi dechozilei. That means that also Erev Shabbos, he had also taken in consideration the possibility that his behemoth might die, and it will be used as dog food. The Shail and the Gemara was speaking about a behemoth misukenes, not a behemoth misukenes, but al kolponim, this Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon, who does not hold muktzeh. And this is a Stam Mishnah. This is a Stam Mishnah which says, by Shabbos we paskin like Rab Shimon. So therefore, if Rav Nachman had a Stam Mishnah that by Shabbos we paskin like Rab Shimon, so therefore this Mishnah of Magbiyim Yal HaShulchan Atzomis Uklipin, he held this also should go like the Stam, so Beis Hillel should hold like the Stam Mishnah, so therefore he held the Beis Hillel or Mekel by Shabbos. Is Mukim Lala Beis Hillel Ke Rab Shimon? So he says Beis Hillel holds like Rab Shimon, that what that Mukze is Mutter. Avol Gabi Yontev. But by Yontev, the Sosom Lontane Ke Rab Yehuda. By Yontev, there's a Stam Mishneh like Rab Yehuda, not like Rab Shimon. This Nan, we learned in another Mishneh, Ein Mevakim Eitzim Min HaKairis. One is not permitted. Koiris are beams which were set aside for building purposes. Now, in Yom Tov, he wants these a short of fuel, so he wants to go and chop up one of these beams for fuel. So the Mishnah says, Ein mevakin eitzim in ha-koiris. See, it's mukze, it wasn't aimed to be used for fuel. V'loi min ha-koiris en nishbero b'Yom Tov. And also, another case, let's say there was a beam that broke in Yom Tov, and now he has fuel, he has firewood. So the Mishnah says that you can't use it for fuel. Now, according to Rab Shimon, this should be permissible. Again, a person, kol madachozilei, is not maktzedate, simemele, This should have been considered min hamuchan for shimush and yonta for firewood. And we have a stam mishneh that says that it's also. So we see that there's a stam mishneh that says in yonta we don't paskin like Rab Shimon. In yonta we paskin like Rab Yehuda. Is mukim lo lebeisil lo Rab Yehuda. So our mishneh, that speaking about Yontif, we have here Amachloikis Beishame and Beisilu. Beisilu was Machma, Beisilu said Loise Yochel, so Fakel. So in Yontif, Beisilu holds like Rabbi Yehuda, because Rebbe held like Rabbi Yehuda in Yontif. By Shabbos, Beisilu holds like Rabbi Shimon, because Rebbe held like Rabbi Shimon in Shabbos. Frekte Gemore, Michdei. Let you tell me a Stam Mishnah. Man stome le mas nisen. Who made these Stam Mishnahs? Rebbe. Is Maishna b'Shabbos the sosam long kerapshim? So let's understand Rebbe himself. Rebbe himself is also contradictory. Maishna b'Shabbos the sosam long kerapshim. Shabbos, which is more chomer, was maker like Rab Shimon. Who Maishna b'Yontev, which is killed the sosam long kerabude. Omri, so the Gemara says, no, punkfakert. That's the reason. Shabbos the chamire, Shabbos is chomer. So if people realize the chomer of Shabbos, so then you could be mekel if meiker adin it's mutav. If I'll tell you, it's that we paskin Shabbos like Rab Shimon. So this kula will not bring about a zulzul in all hilcha Shabbos because everyone is aware of the chaymer of Shabbos, so therefore we can paskin mi'ikar adin like Rab Shimon that it doesn't hold a muktze. Sosam lom ke Rab Shimon the meikel, yontiv the kill, but yontiv is kill. Now, if I'll tell you that muktze is muta be yontiv, ba'osi lezilzuli ba'is, osam long Rabbi Yehuda de machmel. So there, Rabbi was machmel like Rabbi Yehuda. So this is pshat in these two stam mishnayis. That is pshat in Beis Hillel. So Shabbos, he was meikel. That's Magbinas HaTzomis. And by Yontif, he was machmel. That's Beis Hillel de Yontif, loisayochel. And Beis Shammai is mamish punfakel. Beis Shammai holds, the train of thought of Beis Shammai is, fakel, Yontev is skill, so it could be mekel in Hilchis Mukze. Shabbos is chomel, we have to be machmer. So therefore, by Shabbos they held that he can only be misalikas atavla, but by Yontev, since it's skill, they held teochel. Let us see Rashi. Mechatchin dluyim tlushin lifnei abehemet. Now there's two halachas over here. So the halacha of dluyim is speaking about it's dluyim tlushim. It wouldn't be tolish if say of tolish. So koitza. Now it's speaking about dluyim tlushim lifnei abehemet. So what's the chiddush if you have cut dluyim? So what's the chiddush? Vleimrinen tilche dalav tzeirechu. That means it's yontif. Let the behemah mutch it zich abissel. I should be matrich myself now in yontif. If 25 behemahs tafach zich, so now I'll be busy cutting up these dluim for them. No, he permitted to do it. It's not called atirche shalei letzeirich. Besanevela lifnei haklovim. Here the chiddush is vafel pishen nisnablo b'shabbos. The bein hashmoshesh loy hoysa oimedes lachilas klovim. That means Ben Ashmoshes this behemah was not aimed eaten by Klovin. Afalochi Shori, the less long Mukta b'Shabbos, he doesn't know the Mukta b'Shabbos, Hilkach. Magbi in Me'ala Shulchan the Mairi b'Shabbos, Mukim l'Beis Hillel. The name of the Reb Shimon. Gechid Leitik Shu Hilchas HaHilchas, there should be Yastirim. Should be yestire the kaimel on halacha kistam mishne, the kaimel on halacha kebeis hillel. So therefore, Rav Nachman said that Beis Hillel holds like Rav Shimon that Shabbat that b'Shabbos is not the mukta, but Gabi Yontav Ashkan the Soson Rebbe Rabbi Yehudim. So therefore, Beis Hillel Rav Nachman held Beis Hillel also Nachman. The snan ein mevakin eitzim b'Yontav. Loi min hakoyres asturais zu al gabzu bekarke vo englis lebinyin. So that's speaking about that there were beams that were nesiachid letzoyre binyin. Loi min hakoyres nishbara biyonte. Vahaf al pi she oimedes me achshav lehesik. Now the second case is speaking about, now what are you going to do with it now? But now it's only roi for firewood. But Benish Moshes was aimed to be used as a support, not as firewood. Given this katzoyla Benish Moshes, this katzoyla kuliyoyim. Alme islay mukta biyontev. So we see Rabbeinu Kodesh holds mukta biyontev. Hilkach muki Rav Nachman lemas nisan daire biyontev. Obeisil lo kirab Yehuda. Bemeris lagadol beyim amisham mukta. So the Gemara asked, "Man, sosem lolamas nisan, Rebbe, who sider amishne, u'shero divrei chacham v'yoshrei be'einov shonam stam, v'lehisker shem omrei aleim, kedei shelo yeshnuyim mipi yochet, v'nirin keilu nishnu mipi amerub." That's why it didn't say a name. V'yasu kamoisim, that it should look like it's a hero of Rabbi. So the Gemara says, what's pshat in Rabbeinu HaKodesh? So he holds Shabbos le'osu le'zilzuli bo, mekilim bo, chode kulim, le'osu la'kuli bo tvei, people won't be mekel more than that. So therefore we can be mekel ke'iker adin. Zog Taisvis. Disnan mechatchen esadluim lepnei behemah be'esvim taima. Heichi domi. What kind of ibidluim shayim chuborim ben ashmoshes? Bohavadi moide Rav Shimon gzeres shemayala v'yitloish. The Gemara will say later that peiris anoishrim peiris that fell down in Yontev, Chazal asked to use them because that'll be muta. He might come and cut them down also.
So memele, so these bluim can't be speaking about that it was mechuba. V'yeshloim the ma'ichi beklushim, like Rashi said. So what's the shayla? V'salka daitach the osel the mashve lohu oichlim, that by cutting them up, he's making them into an oichel lefi shehein koshin, because they're hard. V'hachituch merachech oisom. And the cutting, the process of cutting makes it soft. In Tosfos, it does not say that he cuts it up in small pieces so that you could swallow it. Then, there wouldn't be a habamine that it should be also al-tashvuye oichel. He didn't make it for an oichel. It's tame unedible, but the small pieces, the behemoth can swallow. Tosfos is saying the etzim process of cutting softens the machel and it makes it for an oichel. So I would think it should be yosser, also shvuyi yoichlo, so kamash mona shvuyi yoichlo is mutter. Bes hanevele, on the tzrichem leforish na nevele, is different than bluim. Shenis nablo b'shabbos. Mikomokim, so memele, so Taisi has a problem, so these two halachas are not similar. Why did Rabbein HaKadosh put them together? Mikomokim tonu lo ba'di yadod, yidaf agav de bedluim, lehavet haime mishamukce, kamay b'nevele, so he wanted that these both, so one will more easily remember the halachas of these two halachas that are put together, so that's why he was mechaber these two halachas. Gabi Shabbos, the sosam lontane kerapshim. Vitema. Vahavi stam vahakach machloikis. This Mishnah, that it says, Mechatrin as an Avela, that's Rav Shimon knows like that. It says, Mechatrin as an Avela Stam. Rav Yehuda says it's also. Topolik Rav Yehuda b'masnissin, v'omayim loynis nablo b'erev Shabbos also. So that is a Stam, that means the Tanakam is Stam, and then right away there's a Machloikis. Now, Stam b'achakach Machloikis mein aloche kistam. Now, Tosfos wants to say, who says this is called Stam Achakach Machloikis? Well, Stam Achakach Machloikis means, in one Mishnah there's a Stam. Later, Rabbein HaKadosh brings down a Machloikis. So we see he was Chayzer from the Stam, he wants to Paskin, like the Machloikis, there's a Machloikis. Here, this is a different case. The Stam is a Stam, and later brings down someone that's Chaylik. This is like, this is a different Stam Achakach Machloikis. So Taisi says, no, that's also called Stam Achakach Machloikis. The Perik Yashneichon, Gabi Milson, Rabbi Yechon Ben Breuke, the Porich, the Gemara asks, is Stam Achakach Machloikis? The Gemara asks, it's a Stam Achakach Machloikis. The Yishloima, so Taisi says, this awesome Solach Avoid my Elo, the Porich Basahok. So Taisi says, that's really not a Stam Achakach Machloikis. The Gemara just, that's not Ikakashe. This in reality is not a stam achakach machloikis. Avol oila mahani astam liyes rabim. That means that what is pshat in this? That if we have a machloikis and the Tanekame Rabbeinu HaKodesh was careful not to mention his name, and then the choyliki mentions his name, so the lomdus is avol oila mahani astam liyes rabim. So Tosfos says that the Gemara in Baba Basra, the Iker is the second kasha, the first kasha is in reality not a kasha, and therefore, that if you have a machloikis, which the Tanakama is sosum, and then you have a das yochid, so we say that Rebbe gave the Tanakama an alimus of Rabbi. So therefore, we should paskin like that. So Taisi says, okay, so what are you telling me? That Rab Nachman held, Beisil has to hold like Rab Shimon by Shabbos, because Rabbeinu HaKodesh was soisim like Rab Shimon in Shabbos. So Taisi says, Gabi Shabbos, Nami, soisim long Rab Yehuda. In another place in Masechta Shabbos, he was soisim like Rab Yehuda. Ki hadisnan, haidisnan, metaltalim ner chodosh, avoloi yosham. Ner chodosh is a receptacle made out of cheres, which was never used. So that one is, it was never used, so one is permitted to be metaltalit in Shabbos,
It's not mois. It was never used, so you're allowed to be metalpul. Avol lo yoshin. Yoshin is an echeres which was used already. It was mois. So mamela, feel like you didn't use it to Shabbos. It wasn't burnt, but it's a dava mois. A dava mois, a person is not oimit to be used in Shabbos. So it's muktzeh machmas mis. Ve'rab Shimon mata. Rab Shimon is mata. Now, so we have, this is a Mishnah in Shabbos, and here we see Rabbeinu HaKadosh was soisim like Rabbi Yehuda, and nibot an Rab Shimon b'shmoy. V'hoyil v'oise mukze machmas miyis. Koshkein machmas is edochem rinen hosom. So memele, so mukze machmas miyis is ner yoshin. Mukze machmas is a behemishin is nablo. So Memele, so from this Mishnah we see he passes like Rabbi Yehuda, and by Muktzeh Machmas Mi'is Kolshkei Muktzeh Machmas Issa. So you don't have a stam like Rab Shimon. You have a stam like Rabbi Yehuda also, so it's very unclear. But you don't have a clear-cut hero that we passes like Rab Shimon. So Memele, so what's pshat that Rab Nachman El Beisil has to hold like the stam? There's another stam. Yishloime da hai stam adifa hoil de nishnish mishne bestam le psoif perik mishe hechshir. That means that a stam that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was soism at the end of the Mesechte, so that means there is a stira one stam and the other stam, but by the end of the Mesechte was soism like Rab Shimon, so that means La Lohi decided to pascha like Rab Shimon. Mukim le beis hilil ki Rab Shimon. So therefore, beis hilil holds like Rab Shimon. Because the mai ulme da hai stome ma hai stome. The Tildis Yaakov explains this Taisvis as follows. We just said before, it's not a real stam Mishneh like Rab Shimon. No, we have here a machloikis, the Tanakame and Rab Yude. So we say that since Rabbeinu HaKadosh did not mention the name of the Tanakame, so that's considered like a rabbin. So we have here, so the Tanakam is a rabbin, Rabbi Yehuda is a yochid, so Mamela, rabbin v'yochid, alohi kerab. So, Fektach Taisves, this Mishnah in Shabbos, Machlokes Beisilon Beishamai, so if we won't switch around the Mishnah, so it says like this, that Beisilon is Machmer, and Beishamai is Mekel. So, here we have Rabbi Silla was a rabbim over Beis Shammai. They were the right. So here we have a rabbim which asa mukta, and here we have a rabbim which is mata mukta. So Memele, so Taisvah says to my ume the high stomach, my high stomach. Why did Rav Nachman say we have to switch around this Mishnah because there is a rabbim that's mata mukta? Es ist ein Punkt verkehrt. Hier ist der Rabbim, der Rass ist Mukse, bei Sillu ist der Rabbim. Ich schleime die Bidisch, leitoni lo, mikulei bei Shammai, bechumli bei Sillu. So Taisa says, really, there's another Cheshbin, why Rav Nachman held there was a Tois. That means, in Mesechtes Idias, there in Idias, normally, bei Shammai was the Machmer, bei Sillu was the Mekel. And there are certain cases where it's the opposite, that Bisham is the Mekel and Bisil is the Machmer. So all these cases are mentioned in Masechtas Idyas. Now, the way we have the Girsa in our Mishnah, that Bishamai is the Mekel and Bisil is the Machmer, so this Mishnah should have been written and recorded in Masechtas Idyas also. Since it is not brought down in Masechtas Idyas, so it would seem that Tak is not a true Girsa. So that was one of the reasons that Rav Nachman held that you have to be Mahapach, this Mishnah, that Beis Hillel should be the Mekilim, and Beis Shammai are the Machmir.